An Iranian delegation is expected in Moscow this week for a third round of talks on a compromise proposal for Russia to enrich Iran's uranium. The effort is an attempt to ease Western concerns over Iran's nuclear program and to avert possible punitive sanctions against Tehran. The head of Russia's Atomic Energy Agency, Sergei Kirienko, completed 3 days of what he called complicated, difficult negotiations with Iranian officials in Tehran. Reports coming out of the closed-door talks are sketchy, with no confirmation that Iran has agreed to suspend enrichment as required by the United States and Europe. But Kirienko told Russia's Itar-Tass news agency he is certain enough time remains to seal a deal. Others, like independent expert Vladimir Yevseyev of Moscow's Carnegie Institute, are not so optimistic. Yevseyev tells VOA he thinks Iran is just stalling for time before the March 6th meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency, during which a decision is expected to be made on possible punitive sanctions over Iran's nuclear program.
I think, really, Iranian officials want to continue these negotiations without any decision. Maybe it is good for Iran, but it is very bad for the other countries.
Yevseyev says Russia, as the sole moderator, risks losing influence if the talks continue much longer without definitive word of progress or take a turn for the worse.
For Russia, it is a good idea to stay Iran like a partner. But if Iran will provoke the West, and if Iranian leaders will speak about Israel to necessarily disappear, and speak about passing nuclear technology to other countries, it is very difficult for Russia to stay on the position like a friend to Iran. Russia's position will be moved to the West.
Independent military analyst Alexander Goltz shares Yevseyev's skepticism surrounding continued talks.
We have example of North Korea, which was extremely successful in organizing endless, absolutely endless talks, which permit Northern Korean leader practically blackmail world leaders and all international society. I think Iranian leaders have the same goal. They badly need time.
In Washington, National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley reacted cautiously to reports from Tehran of basic agreement on the compromise proposal. Hadley told the U.S. cable news network it is necessary to wait and see what happens next. Lisa McAdams, VOA News, Moscow.